Question 24. Archaeologist Vladimir Petulko has been working out how to access prehistoric peoples now walled up in permafrost. Previously, the part of Siberia he researches had been visited with notably robust inquiries. In the 19th and early 20th centuries, the frozen tombs were attacked with dynamite, and the bodies and grave goods freed with large amounts of boiling water. The cemetery of mammoths at Berelek, Yakutia, was excavated using a high-pressure water jet. The effect of such a practice at any archaeological site is disastrous, comments Petulko. Thawing must be natural. Of the normal methods of engineers, fires upset radiocarbon dating. Steam damages objects, and explosions are liable to make craters. Well observed. Petulko prefers a gentle stream of warm air, as in the case of the Taimyr mammoth, cut out as a block in early spring and flown by helicopter to Zarkov, where it was excavated with the aid of hairdryers.